This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Vacentino is singing that song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's time again for the Josie Show Special Edition, episode number 11. Tonight, Josie welcomes Mr. Tony Boo. I'm Alan Firestar with Pasantino. And now, because Larry King wasn't available, Josie Pasantino.
Everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show Special Edition episode. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. I bring you an awesome interview tonight with the extremely talented artist, Tony Booth. We'll get to chat about his career, and I'll also get to play some of his outstanding music for you tonight. He is incredible, so it's going to be an awesome episode. We have 10 Special Edition episodes currently up now, so you can check those out as well. Just go to our website at www.josieshow.com and click on the Special Editions tab there. And then you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, and our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself. Also Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, and Tia Goins. So we have a lot of really good ones that you can hear. And also stay tuned at the end of the show. I'm going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members and what they have going on, what's been going on in their world. And if you're an artist, I'll tell you how you can become a member and take advantages of our benefits for a whole year. And now, without any further ado, let me bring on my guest tonight, the wonderful Tony Booth. Woo!
I'm fine, Josie. How are you?
Doing great. I've been looking forward to finally getting the chance to chat with you.
Yes, I got the chance to listen to the Ray Price tribute, and that was very good. I enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. It was very well put together. You even got to say a little bit of a piece in that, too, so that was really cool. And, you know, I've been looking forward to talking with you and getting to know you a little bit better because you've done pretty much everything. You've done it all. You're really great at what you do. And I want to basically start from the beginning. So can you share with us your earliest memory of making music? Like, when did this all start for you?
Well, I really started in high school. Well, I mean, just as an amateur, I discovered that girls like singers. So that was kind of a big deal when you're a teenager.
Yes, we do. It's true. That's accurate.
And then my mom married a steel guitar player, and that's when I got into the country aspect of it. I grew up in Florida, and I was, you know, the Elvis and the Conway Twitty when he was still rock and roller, and Jerry Lee and then all them guys. And my stepdad being a steel guitar player, naturally, I got into the country music, and that is actually how I got on to Ray Price, is because I was looking for somebody to inspire me to go out and learn some country music, and so I could go out on some of these gigs with him.
Mm-hmm.
I just love Ray Price's voice. I mean, there were some other guys, Farron Young and, and Marty Robbins and them guys, but I just like that, the whole feel and everything of Ray Price music, and that's kind of got me, he's the one that kind of got me started this on my country music career.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, yeah. So then I went from there to New Mexico, and then I went to Colorado and to Montana and wound up in California, and that's when I, within a couple of years, I got hooked up with Buck Owens through one of his representatives that was out scouting. Back then, they still went out and looked for people instead of sitting back in their office and waiting for you to come begging for them, you know. So.
Right, right. when they come out. That probably was much easier better, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, I mean, like you mentioned, I mean, you've got to work with all these greats. I mean, and if you want to learn, you know, country music, those are the people to learn from. I mean, but you got to have really great experiences working with, you know, Ray Price, Merle Haggard, Randy Travis, Buck Owens, to name a few. Now, when you, you know, got to do this, I mean, tell us about your experience. I mean, how was it being able to perform with such great artists?
Well, I mean, I would just consider myself fortunate because I know a lot of great singers and great musicians that never had the opportunity to do what I've done, and not because of lack of talent, but just lack of opportunity. And if you can be the greatest picker or singer in the world, but if you live in some little bitty town, you're not going to go very far. You have to go where the action is. And
right.
So I didn't choose to go to Nashville for whatever reason. One of them was that the money was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I wound up in California instead, and comparatively speaking, the money was a lot better. Well, I wound up with the house band at the Palomino Club, which was the hottest nightclub, in, especially on the West Coast, but probably in the country as far as notoriety goes.
Yeah.
And wow. So I got to meet anybody that I hadn't met at that time. I met them once I started at the Palomino, because they booked everybody, anybody that is anybody in country music, come through the Palomino. So, I got to meet Willie and all those guys, and I actually played bass for Willie Nelson one night because his bass player had some kind of a military obligation he had to do, so I wound up playing bass together that night. That was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool how things kind of fell into place for you, and you got to have all these great experiences that you'll never forget. It's funny how it all comes together. Yeah, very nice, very nice. And, I mean, you have such great, great music. I mean, I understand why you got the privilege of, you know, doing it. And, you know, like you said, it is very, you know, lucky, but also you deserved it. You're really great at what you do. Yeah, anytime. But can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now that's kind of circling the web and where we can get all your music?
Right. Well, which is now called classic country, was mainstream country at the time. And as you know, the music gravitated more toward other outer edges of what they call country music nowadays. So,
right.
And it just kind of really slowed down for everybody doing that. And so I'd really tried to get out of music. I thought, you know, it's time to get a real job. And so I went into trucking for about 15 years. And then Tracy Hitcox, who is the CEO of Heart of Texas Records, and he's just the biggest fan of that old music that you can ever imagine. And he knew that I lived in Texas, and he somehow tracked me down. And he tried to get me to come out and sing for probably 5 years, and I wouldn't do it. And finally, between him and my wife and a friend of mine, they kind of wore me down, and I went out, and I discovered that I enjoyed it again. It wasn't a drag.
Right.
So I wound up recording that first CD for Tracy. It was probably the first thing I've done in 30 years in the studio.
Oh, wow.
And so I just started having so much fun. And, of course, nowadays everything is so much more advanced than it was back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You can be instantly recognizable nowadays because of the media, where in the early days you had to tour for years before people recognized your face to go along with your voice.
Yeah.
So, nowadays... my music is available through my website. It's in Ernest Tubb Record Shops, CD Baby, iTunes. I mean, it's just really, I mean, you can't walk into a box store and find our stuff because they just don't carry the old stuff.
Right.
But you can get it online at numerous places. And like I said, you can still get it physically at like Ernest Tubb Record Shop in Nashville and Fort Worth, places like that.
Absolutely. Well, I think people are, you know, buying things online nowadays. I mean, that's kind of the way to go. So, I mean, CD Baby, your website, first and foremost, you know, check that out. Yeah, that's the number one. We want to get people to your website. So, absolutely. And we'll actually post the link to your website on our page, but can you give them that your website on air here?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Tony Booth. It's kind of weird. TonyBooth.homestead.com.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just go, if you just put in TonyBooth.com and it'll direct you. I mean, there's four or five Tony Booths, so I'm the only country singer.
Yeah.
There's like a boxer and an English actor and all kinds of stuff.
No.
Look, I'm on Facebook now too, you know, so I'll try to.
Perfect. I love it. So Facebook, Facebook's a good place for people to reach with you as well. Social networking sites wise. Yeah. Awesome.
I actually do better at Facebook. I kind of learned it better than I did. I still have trouble emailing stuff. I just don't know how to put the right thing in the right box to, it'll go inadequate recipient or something, you know. But,
yeah.
But I can do Facebook really good. So.
Yeah.
You just have to, Tony Booth at, just search on Facebook, I guess, for Tony Booth. One of them is Tony Booth Classic Country.
Mm-hmm.
And just send in a friend request, and I kind of screened it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Sometimes they're obviously not, I don't know why they even want to be friends, you know, they're somebody from the Philippines that's a tattoo art parlor or something, I don't.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, absolutely. I'll also direct people to your pages as well to make it easy. And, I mean, it's very easy. Facebook is so easy to work.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that you guys are based in Illinois, right?
Right. And that's another great thing about Facebook social networking sites. You can talk to people from all over the world, all over the globe.
I'm going to be in Illinois this in July.
Oh, cool.
I'm trying to think. It's a bunch of little places, like Whittington or something. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. Wow. Okay, so I'll have to check that out and make sure.
Albion is another one.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to have to definitely check you out and see you live.
That's really cool. You need to come out. And I think they added a third date to that weekend, and I believe it's somewhere around Champaign.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We could do that.
One of them is a pork festival. One of them is a wine thing. And then I don't know what the other one is. Goat roping.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely make it out because I would love to see you perform live. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I'd like to meet you face to face.
Absolutely. Okay, that sounds great. I'll have to double check everywhere, and we'll make sure we make it. That's perfect.
It'll be on my website too. So if you cruise by there, you can get all the information you need.
Oh, good. And that goes for everyone else that's around the area. Come check it out.
You know, a few years back, this guy contacted me, and he was a friend of mine when I used to work with the Gene Watson Show, and they got me to come up to this place in Hoopston, Illinois. This guy owned the Golden Alley.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started coming up there, and all of a sudden, I mean, the reception was so awesome that all of a sudden I started working like two or three other places in Illinois. It's like I found a home away from home in Illinois. It's really, really exciting.
That is so cool. I'm glad because we like it. I mean, people think, not a lot of country around here, and, there's not people that like it, but we do. There's a lot of us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was picking. I worked Greenup, which is over by Effingham.
Yeah.
So I've picked up quite a few dates in Illinois, so I really enjoy that. And people are great.
Awesome. Well, we thank you, too, for coming. I want to see you live. That's awesome.
You need to do that.
I will. And I will definitely check out your website and make sure that I don't miss it. And that's perfect. Cool. And also here, speaking a little bit more about performances, I read something that blew my mind since we're on the topic. So did you do over 3,000 performances as the narrator and band leader for Tommy Tune's The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas? Is that true?
I did.
That is awesome.
I was with them for like 2.5 years.
Wow. That is
awesome. Two touring companies, one originated in Houston, one originated in New York, and I did the Houston-based one. Which at the time I was living in California, and I actually moved to Texas as a result of working with that show.
Wow, that is awesome. How did you get doing that? I mean,
well, they were casting for it in Houston, and my brother is also a singer bass player, and they contacted him, and he just went to work with Gene Watson, but he said my brother may be interested.
Mm-hmm.
And because things was kind of dying out in California, so I flew down to Houston to audition for it. And what it required was to be able to play bass, to read music, and to sing, and I could do all three of those things, so I didn't have to do any acting, thank God.
You got it covered.
It was totally different from anything I'd ever experienced. I mean, those people were totally different from country musicians. I mean, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the band was all country guys, but the rest of the cast was just artsy type people, you know, and they were just like aliens to us, but it was fun. I really enjoyed
it. Oh, wow. That's so cool that you got to move out of your element a little bit and, you know, try something else. And it sounds very fun. It sounds like you had a really good time doing that.
I did. We sat down in Vegas for 11 months, so that was pretty awesome, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't take nothing for that experience, but I was glad to get back to playing country music, though.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You got to go back to what you started. But absolutely, yeah, you got to do just so many great, you know, opportunities that I read, and you got to do many appearances on the Hee Haw Show. Can you tell us what that was like for you? How was that?
Well, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was just really exciting for me to be part of the Buck Owens Show, and that was actually who got my recording career started. So I basically started with Buck, and it was just like I hit the lottery or something. I mean, I just couldn't believe I pinched myself. It was so much fun. And I said the Hee Haw thing was a lot of fun, but they really put the show together in pieces. It's not like the cast is really not all assembled at one time, like it looks like on the show, except for the openings and the closings. But I was just like a kid in a candy store. It was just so much fun. And now they've started to show those reruns.
Yeah.
I've seen, in the last 2 years, I've seen about, five or six performances on there that I was from 1973. So it's kind of strange to look at yourself and be that young.
Oh, that's so cool, though. That is so, so cool. I mean, how do you feel when you see yourself, on something like that? I mean, does it still give you kind of goosebumps, surreal feeling?
Mm-hmm. Most of you get ridiculed for your hair and your clothes.
Oh.
Your family. But I tried to tell them that I was in style back then, but it just looks a little weird now, you know.
Yeah, you definitely were. Absolutely. I hear you. That is so, so cool, though. I love it. I love it. And, I mean, you just had such an amazing career. I mean, I just listed some things that, I mean, you know, you did. You have to check out this guy's bio, I'm telling you. Tony Booth, check out his website. But, I mean, you had a great, great, amazing, amazing career in country music. So I want to know, what advice would you give to those artists just starting out in the music business? You know, they don't really know that much. What would you tell them? Some advice.
Well, just what I told you earlier, you have to really be where the action is. And I know a lot of people that to try to further their kid's career have actually pulled up stakes and moved to Nashville. And one girl was only 14 years old, but her family put all that in her, you know, hoping that she'll... I mean, and that's kind of weird for your mom and your dad and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Think so much of trying to advance your career. You're only 14 years old if you pull up stakes and move to a different city in a different state.
Yeah.
But you have to make those sacrifices sometimes. And now, of course, now there's the three or four different television shows where if you got some talent, you got a good chance to get some exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And in Texas, primarily, but there's a few other states that have these operas. And it's basically like an amateur show. But you can get up there when you're a young teenager and perfect your craft and be a polished entertainer. Where back when I did it, you just went, you know, learn as you went.
Right.
It took you a few years to really become polished, but nowadays you can do it before you ever get out of high school. You can have a really smooth act, you know. So there's just a lot of advantages nowadays. But I'd say with the shows like The Voice and American Idol and America's Got Talent and all that stuff, I mean, there's a lot more opportunity nowadays than there used to be. So.
Right. You just have to get yourself out.
In position to take advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, you just got to get yourself out there. Just, you know, do your thing.
Right.
Show the world.
I mean, look at Bieber. I mean, posted some things on YouTube and, you know, created his own sensation, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it.
It's true. You never know who's watching, too.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Just got to do it. Yeah, exactly. Good advice. Very good advice. You just got to do it. And I mean, you know, you also, I want to mention here, you've been nominated and won so many awards over the years. So I want to know, what is it like for you taking home such honors? I mean, I want to know, you know, that feeling that you get right when they call your name or you find out through a phone call or whatever that you were nominated. How does that feel? I hope there's cake involved. A lot of celebration.
Well, it never gets old, I'll say that.
Yes, right.
And the awards things, I mean, are really pretty cool because you're voted on by your peers in a lot of cases, rather than just fans.
Right.
And so if you have the respect of your peers, then that means a lot to you because they know good from bad or right from wrong. And so it just is more meaningful, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2009 or 2010, I won an association called the American Western Artists.
Yeah.
And they always dealt primarily with anything Western. That includes not only singing, but like poetry and saddle making and silversmiths and that kind of stuff. And they recently added a pure country category, and I won the male vocalist for that a couple of years ago. So that, and I thought my award days were behind me. So that was really a thrill to win that after all those years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Congratulations with all your success. I mean, you've done so many great things, and I want you to, you know, just keep putting out great music for us fans, and we'll keep loving you, for sure.
Well, I'll do it, Josie. I appreciate
the support
that I get from your stations and people like you that carry on the tradition. And, you know, we're kind of all in it together. And I credit the musicians, the stores that sell the music and the people that play the music and the people that write the music. I mean, we're all, you know, kind of fighting a little uphill battle against the modern stuff. So everybody is doing their part, and we all appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have to work together because, you can't do it with just one person. I mean, you need a slew of different people to do different jobs to get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. It's craziness. But it works out. And I was wondering, you know, what's your favorite part of the music business? I mean, is it, you know, the traveling? Do you just enjoy just, you know, going out there and singing? What's your favorite part of this business?
Well, what I like to do is I like to travel as part of a group. I mean, instead of like being like the one and only entertainer that night, it's more fun to me to be part of a package.
Yeah.
I don't, because we just kind of feed off of each other, you know, you give each other, it's the same thing to me like working out at the gym, work out at home. You just can't get motivated at home.
Yeah.
But if you're in the gym, other people inspire you. Well, that's the same way I am about the music. You know, I feed off other entertainers, and then that's my favorite part of it. But I do like to travel. That really doesn't bother me in the least.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I can tell that would be a big part because I would love that. Very, very nice. And so another fun question here for you. I got some fun questions. So are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Are you doing some writing? Is there anything, you know, that we can look forward to in the future from you? What's been going on?
Well, I'm not much of a writer, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I've written a couple of things, but nothing that I really, you know, brag about. But right now, we just had so much material recently released. I had I sang with Daryl McCall and Curtis Parter. We call ourselves the Survivors.
Oh, cool.
And so we, in August, we released our second Survivor CD.
Uh-huh.
And then the following month in September, this is last year, released my solo CD. So I really had two CDs just basically right on top of each other.
Yeah.
And right now, all I'm doing is, as far as studio work, is just doing some duets with some of my label mates.
Mm-hmm.
Georgette Jones has a new CD that's just been released, and it's a tribute to Tammy Wynette, her mom.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Mm-hmm. So Laura and I did a duet on that, the old Tammy David Houston thing called My Elusive Dreams.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so I enjoy doing that, too. That's another thing you asked me what I enjoy doing. Anybody wants me to sing with them, I'll do it. You know, I enjoy it.
Wow, very cool. So there's a lot of things that, you know, we can get from you and, you know, coming up. And, I mean, I think it's awesome, and I want you to just, you know, obviously keep rocking. And I can't wait to see you live, because I'm definitely going to go to one of your Illinois shows. So I'm excited already.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. I didn't mention, too, though, on my new CD, I have a duet with Willie on there. So.
Oh, wow. That's really cool, too.
Another little highlight, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is so beyond cool. So we have a lot that we could check out. We're not short. We're not short on things from you.
Plenty of material on me now. Plus, what we did, I got all my original content back from the Buck Owens organization. You know, after Buck passed, they're trying to like reorganize everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me back all my original music. And Tracy took it and had it remastered in today's technology, and I mean, they sound so good. I mean, it's just sound better, obviously, than the day I recorded them, because the technology is, you know, advanced 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I got three of those out so far, and they're like combo. You know, back in the day, the album only had 10 songs, and nowadays people are used to having 12.
Yeah.
So Tracy just put two complete albums on one CD, so they're like 20 songs. So I got two of them with 20 tunes each, and one of them with 18. And then I have the three solo CDs and then two Heart of Texas and the two Survivors all on Heart of Texas. So there's just a ton of material out there.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So, and we could pretty much get them, you know, on CD Baby and your website.
Oh,
I mean, that's just the main thing. And we'll be posting all of your links after the show airs. So we'll make sure people get directed to all that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, no problem. And I really quick, before we go and, you know, get to some of your music, is there anything else that you would like to share with all of our listeners? Any final thoughts? That sounds kind of scary, but anything you would like to tell them?
I don't really know. Just try to come see us every chance you get. The longer, the more support we get, the longer we can hang in there. We do a cruise every year out of Galveston, Texas.
Awesome.
All the Heart of Texas people, and we get a lot of people coming in from that all over the country, and actually out from Canada and all over the place, and that's a good time.
Yeah.
Come out and dance to old classic country in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. That's pretty neat.
Oh, that is neat. Do it, people. Do it, and make sure you take tons of pictures. I love looking at Facebook pictures.
Yeah. But I like to travel. I said I'm going to be working up in Maine this year and in Iowa. And, yeah, I'm not just going to stay in Texas. I'm going to get out and spread it around as long as somebody wants me to come up. And, like you said, there's just not a lot of, or people think there's not a lot of the old music fans, and there are. There's just not enough of them that would support like a nightclub or something like that. But they will come out for special events. So that's what I'm trying to do is to bring it to the people that still enjoy it but can't necessarily get down here.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, I love that. I love that you, go to perform for the fans that aren't necessarily over by you. So I love that, and I can't wait to check you out live. And I hope everyone else goes to your website and checks their daily to see any new places that you're going to go to so they can check you out live and take tons of pictures so I can stalk them and check them out. check out all the pictures. But I am so excited to play your music, and I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, Josie, and you just keep doing a good job, and we're all behind you.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. Tony Booth, everyone. Woo!
Kindness in your heart is all that kept us together. Your kind of patient self comes along. You stayed until I knew that love had left us forever. Your pride made me ashamed for hanging. I'm sorry if my love got in your way. I know that you, without me, time you could have spent without me. For my sake, you chose to take the long way of living. I'm sorry if my love got in your way. I'm sorry if my love got in your way. Oh, I'm sorry if my love got in your way.
That was Tony Booth's song, I'm Sorry If My Love Got In Your Way. Up next is a song Tony mentioned doing a song with Willie Nelson. And here it is, How Long Is Forever?
I fell too hard and much too deep in love with you. I let you come and go at will, it seems. You're back again, this time you say forever. But I wonder just how long forever means. How long is forever this time? How long until one night you won't come home again? How long is forever this time? How long until I'm all alone again?
I'm foolish when I take you back. And it could be they're right, but who can say? You'll be welcome here within my arms forever. Even if forever ends for me today. How long is forever this time? How long until one night you don't come home again? How long is forever this time? How long till I'm home again?
have one more song here from Tony Booth. Here is Almost Like You Never Went Away. Check it out.
Sometimes I think I hear you call my name. In my dreams, you love me just the same. And even though I know you're gone to stay, it's almost like you never went away. There's just so much of you still here that keeps you on my mind. No matter where I go, your memory's never far behind. And sometimes I even catch myself saving you a place. It's almost like you never went away. I've kept your picture hanging on the wall, and I take it down and kiss it every day. It's almost like you never went away. There's just so much of you still here that keeps you on my mind. No matter where I go, your memory's never far behind. And sometimes I even catch myself saving you a place. It's almost like you never went away. And sometimes I even catch myself saving you a place. It's almost like you never went away.
I want to thank everyone so much for tuning in, and thank you to my wonderful guest, Tony Booth. He was amazing. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. And as a reminder, joining us on the Josie Show this coming Friday, May 17th, my guests are Vicky Roberts, Johnny Mack, a.k.a. Johnny Stash, Contagious, and S. Denise Nguyen. Our next special edition episode will be on June 3rd with the great Scott Hissey.
Hello, this is Tina Marie, and I am here to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members. First, Vince Anthony and his team. Vince is an incredible artist with outstanding music, a great band, and a super team. He does many live performances, and right now he's got a new CD out titled Too Much Honky Tonkin'. We play a couple of his songs from the CD on our station, Country Blast Radio, every day. You can hear Let's Just Love Each Other Tonight and Hold Me Again. I have the pleasure of hearing this CD over and over, and it's absolutely fantastic. So to get your copy, go to www.vinceanthonyonline.com. He also has great information on his performances on his site as well, so make sure you check out his tour tab, because this summer he's opening up for the Lost Trailers and for Steve Holy, and you don't want to miss those shows. Our very first VIP member is Tim Garman, who you hear on our opening jingle, and you hear his music played on our station as well. Tim, as you know, heard the calling about us wanting a song that talks about country girls that are maybe not living in the country. Well, he did a great job. He created a song called Chicago Country Girl, and you can get that song along with all of the rest of Tim's music if you just go to timgarmanmusic.com. You will love his music as much as we do, and this year he also entered a song into the Dream Quest Challenge. So, very exciting news from Tim. I want to also let you know about our VIP member, Larry Massey. He has got an amazing voice. We play his song, Nothing Like You, on Country Blast Radio every day, and you can download a copy of his song or any of his music by just going to ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey. That's LarryMassey. I know you're going to love his music as much as we do. And now, VIP member Wayne Jacobs has a song playing on Josie's Country Blast Radio titled Rockin' in the USA. He also has 3 songs in the top 10 on our station voted on by our listeners. Make sure you check out Wayne Jacobs' new song and all of his music at ReverbNation.com/Wayne Jacobs, WayneJacobs. And you can also check out his site for more information on him and his music by just going to WayneJacobs.com. He is an amazing, talented artist. Now, for all of you artists out there that would love to know how to become a Josie Show VIP member, all you have to do is go to JosieShow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and just sign up. It's that easy. It literally takes 2 seconds. Your benefits start immediately, and they last an entire year. Back to you, Josie.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. I'll see you guys right back here on Friday. Remember, sometimes you have to turn your world upside down to chase your dreams. However, remember to make good friends along the way and enjoy the whole journey. Good night, everyone.